Good evening. This is WDIY, and you are listening to Business Beat. The Lehigh Valley is booming, and that's why Business Beat brings you a program keeping tabs on the who, what, when, where, why, and how our area is growing and innovating. I am Sally Hanlon, your host of a program that brings business leaders of our community together for conversations about the Lehigh Valley business developments moving forward. And so this evening, we're celebrating one of our businesses here in the Lehigh Valley. Tonight's guests represent a business that has successfully evolved through four generations. And listeners, that's quite an accomplishment. Founded in 1923 by Edwin Pitcock, the Pitcock Company began as a civil engineering firm. This evening, we'll gain insight into how this family-owned and family-managed business continues to thrive in its fourth generation, as well as their vision for their future. So listen tight, everyone, because especially if you're a family-owned business, you might get some tricks and understanding and things that you should be doing to maintain and have your business have this legacy as well. So I would like to introduce first Stuart Pitcock, who is principal, and he's the fourth generation of the family to be here.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Sure. And with him is John McRoberts. John is the manager, and he does land planning and development. Welcome, John.
Good evening. Thanks for having us.
Sure. So, Stuart, I'm going to start with you. If you could give our listeners a little bit of background about you and, you know, your role in the firm, but also who you are.
Sure. As you mentioned, I'm the fourth generation to be involved in the company, and I think my earliest days there were probably when I was much younger in the summer months interning there. But I grew up in Allentown. My parents still live there, and I went to college actually for philosophy and then got my graduate degree in architecture, where I then practiced architecture in Boston for a few years before moving back home. So I did kind of my world tour before making it back. And I currently live in Bethlehem, city of Bethlehem, with my wife. It's good. It's nice being back home. I've been back here since 2019, and being reinvested in the community is important for me.
Sure. Now, I noticed you said you had a degree in philosophy, and I believe your dad has a degree in something that's unusual as well.
Yes, he has a few degrees. He studied theological philosophy for a period after his architectural studies. So he's also an architect, but also a PE and structural engineer.
Okay, so I found that very interesting when I was looking at the history, because sometimes having that broader background really brings special talents and visions to a company, and it seems like that's what you both have done with this company.
Well, I appreciate that. We like to think so. I think the liberal arts education that I got really prepared me for a lot of different things, but it's certainly helpful now. And one of the key things is being able to communicate and explain our projects and our work. And my philosophy books are collecting dust at home. I'm not really digging into that much, but I think it plays out.
Sure. It provided a good base. And John, you have been involved with this company since 2008.
Yes.
Okay. And please share a little bit about your role and your background.
So I graduated from University of Pennsylvania in 2003. I've been an engineer in the Lehigh Valley ever since, and I've been with the Pitcock Company for about 17 years now as an engineer. Grew up there.
Okay.
And so my role now is the manager of land planning and development, and I have a role, at least in some capacity, in all of our land development projects.
Okay. Are you originally from the Lehigh Valley as well?
Yeah, originally from Phillipsburg.
From Phillipsburg. Okay, great. Well, it's nice to have you both back in the Valley. I mean, there was a time when we were all concerned about people going to school and never returning. So it's nice that we have your talent and abilities here in the Lehigh Valley. So as I mentioned in the opening, the Pitcock Company was founded in 1924, and it focused on civil engineering. Can you share, Stuart, what your grandfather foresaw and what encouraged him to start the firm? Why? How did it begin?
Yeah, certainly. G. Edwin was a young, talented graduate of Lafayette College who grew up in the area, and he clearly didn't see the Great Depression coming because he started the firm right before that that happened. But he was primarily involved with land surveying at the time. You know, he saw the area growing. He wanted to invest in his family and his roots here, and took advantage of that and was able to weather the storm of the Great Depression. He actually ended up taking a job in Washington, D.C. to help cover the bills for the staff in the early days. You know, his hard work and perseverance really ring true today. I think they laid the foundation for what all of our team members believe in. So it started small. It was largely land surveying at the time. And then as the valley grew, the firm grew, and our experience and our skill set widened with that growth.
Okay. So how would you say civil engineering or even land surveying has evolved over the past 100 years? What kinds of things, you know, are you involved with that, you know, maybe couldn't be at least conceptualized back in the early 20s?
Yeah, it's a very different landscape. First of all, the region's much, much bigger than it was. It's hard to picture a day when Easton, Allentown, and Bethlehem were kind of separate cities that didn't see much of each other, and it was winding country roads between the area. And all that growth, all that development has brought with it a lot of prosperity, but, you know, a lot of new challenges. And so I think over the years, our firm's been integral in helping shape that and figure out the best path forward for towns and communities and businesses. Today, it's a much different landscape. We have a lot of people coming in from outside, which is great. The growth is exciting, but it's also putting pressures on our historic infrastructure and our the geography of the area. Mm-hmm. And part of that is managed and resolved and overseen by the regulatory agencies that have a big role in how the valley grows now.
Lehigh Valley Planning Commission and the
exactly.
municipalities and
PennDOT, the Conservation District, DEP. There's a lot of people involved now in growth, which is a good thing. It makes for stronger development and more consistent results. When G. Edwin started, it was a bit like the Wild West. You know, you bought some land and you did what you could on it, and the valley kind of grew sporadically under that pattern for quite a while. It was around the 60s, I believe, when municipal engineering came into being. My grandfather, John, was actually the first municipal engineer for South Whitehall Township, and okay. we're still the municipal engineer there. So his generation and, you know, since then has seen the growth of local governments and local communities having a big role in how the shape of the development happens.
Okay. And John, I'm sure with your land planning and development, a lot of what Stuart has said about the dealings with the municipalities and all the different entities, you've seen evolve over the past 17 years that you've been with PCCOC. What stands out in your mind as to the changes and the challenges there?
I think the regulatory process has had to evolve. It's gotten a little bit more difficult for us as engineers to navigate, mm-hmm. But I think it's a good thing overall. I think it's more protective for environmental conditions, more protective for the region as a whole, making sure that we have the right infrastructure in place when we build a large development that can support that, whether it's public utilities or traffic capacity or stormwater conveyance, addressing flooding concerns. All those things need to be considered, and overall it's an improvement to be a little bit more stricter.
Yeah, well, and with the climate changes that we've experienced, when you talk about flooding and all that kind of stuff, I mean, we've experienced sometimes within 2 or 3 years, 100-year flooding. And how in the world do you ever prepare for that?
Yeah, it's difficult. And I think even the science now is evolving faster than the regulations are. You know, it's hard to keep up with the change that we're seeing. Part of what we do as planners and land planners is try to think ahead, try and plan for the future as best we can, And that means taking a, you know, a healthy conservative outlook on what the impact is and how we can solve it. Obviously, everything that gets built that's a hard surface is going to be shedding water somewhere. So managing that and planning for it is really important for both our public and our private clients.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I'm sure you guys hear as well as most of the residents in the Valley is, you know, our traffic concerns. And I will get really concerned about, you know, 22 and 78, and then I'll go to Philadelphia and say, okay, it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And I don't know how you possibly can anticipate, because we're having quite a population growth here in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah. Yeah. Each project seems to have its own unique challenges, whether it's stormwater or traffic capacity. So each one of those has to get a unique look and make sure there's a way to address each of those issues.
Yeah, wow. So you mentioned Stuart Architecture. So do you get into designing buildings as well? But give us the scope of what Pitcock Company does today.
Yes, we still have an architecture practice, and that came about really with Scott joining the firm in the 80s. He brought a level of design sensibility and the architectural skill set that he ended up building out over the years, and we have some notable examples in the area. Today, we're not as active in that space, but it still really informs our designs, whether they're for sites or other facilities. I mean, I think the core ethos of the firm still revolves around a sense of design and a sense that, you know, things can be both functional and hopefully beautiful.
Okay.
I'm a trained architect as well, but mainly we do a lot of large-scale land development and municipal engineering. In those two roles, we're looking at, you know, complicated real estate developments that interact with a variety of utility networks and existing infrastructure, and we're really expert at the big tough ones. I think that's what we've developed a reputation for and we're known for, and it's something that takes a lot of experience and skill to handle, because it's, as we were mentioning earlier, it's a very complicated landscape with all the permitting that's involved now.
Okay, and you mentioned Scott, and that's your father.
Yes.
And he's the third generation.
He is. And he's still very active at the firm. He and I are business partners, and I learn a lot from him every day. So we're glad to have him.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap this part of the program up. So we're going to take a short break. And in that break, I want our listeners to remember that they're listening to Business Beat with our guest, Stuart Pitcock, principal and fourth generation of the business, and John McRoberts, who's manager of land planning and development. And we're talking about the company, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the milestone and how they manage the company. So stay tuned. I'm Sally Hanlon. I host Lehigh Valley Business Beat and Wellness Lehigh Valley. From exploring the booming businesses in the region to talking with experts on healthy living, my shows seek to introduce listeners to and familiarize them with the hustle and the bustle of the Lehigh Valley. Contributions from listeners like you help us continue to inform our community on these and other interesting topics. You can go online at WDIY.org or call 610-758-8810. Welcome back to our Business Beat program. We are talking about the milestone anniversary of Pitcock Company with our guest, Stuart Pitcock, principal and fourth generation, and John McRoberts, manager of land planning and development. And before we went to break, we were talking a little bit about the history and how the services have changed for the company over the past 100 years. And now we're going to talk a little bit about some of the dynamics that are involved in going to a legacy business like this, where you're in the third and fourth generation, and how do you manage that, and how do you keep your employees with the same focus. And on your website, Stuart, I saw this shared vision comment. So could you share that with our listeners?
Certainly. You know, we think about this a lot. We take our work very personally. And every generation that's been in leadership at the firm has had to confront new challenges and adapt. And so how do you find the common thread through an ever-changing landscape? And I think for us, one of the primary focus areas is a focus on quality, first and foremost, focus on thoroughness and being meticulous, focus on design, and very much having in mind the community and our families. We think of the Pidcock Company certainly as a family-owned business, but it's a family business in the most generous sense of the term, that we're very concerned with all of our people, and we're building for our community. You know, we live here. We're developing sites and making plans for our neighbors and for the businesses where our families work and where they play. And it's really important that we stay focused on providing quality for all of those people.
Okay, and you have 40 employees right now. And is that a group of employees that have basically been with you quite a while, like as long as John here with 17 years? Do you have a lot of longevity in your employees?
We do. You know, it's not uncommon for us to have 20 years, 30 years, sometimes 40 years. Huh? We're always looking for new talent. That's a never-ending search. And I think one of the things that keeps the people here with us is the exciting work. You know, we get to work on a lot of unique projects, a lot of complicated projects, and also our investment in the team. I think it's, and hopefully John can back me up on this, but it's really a great group of people that enjoy working with each other. And it's, there's a place for everyone. We're all focused, laser focused on the same thing, which is delivering a superior product.
And yeah.
Okay, and John, yes, so you've been there 17 years, and you're part of the family, but you're not the core family, so share with us.
Yeah, with the firm's long history, it is important to lean on that experience and all those lessons learned over the years, but also keep an open mind to the future, new ideas, new technologies, new ways to do things, not getting caught up in this is the way we always did it. We're always trying to be creative and proactive and look for new ways to do things.
Okay. So do you feel, as your length of service would be there, but do you feel that you can be a real bonus to the organization, you can really contribute to the organization, even though you're not a family member, per se?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole time I've been there, I have felt that way.
Okay.
The firm has gone out of their way, not just with me, I think with all of our employees, to make sure that we're utilizing each person's strengths, building your talent. And again, like Stuart mentioned, the common thread is that dedication to quality and good design. And that, I think all of our employees have that kind of self-drive to be the best and make sure that everything that we do is the best. It can be demanding at times. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves.
I'm sure,
but
yeah.
I wouldn't want it any other way. So when we're looking for adding additional talent to our roster, that kind of self-driven attitude is something that we're always looking for.
Okay, so that's a key element then when you're looking at. And how do you ascertain that? Do you look at their history? Because it's hard to get decent references on people today.
It is. You know, hiring across the board for a lot of businesses is difficult. And I think for us, some of our best people have come to us as young as being interns, and we can see the talent and grow the talent in-house. Finding people coming from outside and having experience elsewhere is always good and welcome. We certainly have a particular way of doing things at our business, and I think that's finding that balance of being a good part of the team is, you know, it's tough. But everyone that works here, they focus on the same thing. They want to do their best work, and they want to deliver the best product. And I think that holding each other to high standards and knowing that you're participating with a really robust team, you know, it helps drive everyone. And I think there's a shared community around that. You know, the reputation is only as good as your last job.
Absolutely.
And, you know, our reputation is 100 years in the making, and it's hard to build a reputation, but it's really easy to lose it. So for us, keeping that high standard is paramount.
Okay. So if a business owner is listening and they're in the, because the hardest, I think, transition is first to second generation in family businesses. Is there one thing that you would like them to think about when they're thinking about doing that transition? I mean, you talked about shared vision. Is that just the key? Is there anything else that they need to be concerned about? Because the children sometimes don't understand everything that went into making the business in the first place, so they don't have that dedication to the quality and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. For us, the idea of transition planning is, it couldn't start soon enough.
Okay.
You know, the idea that even leadership in the firm that isn't part of the Pidcock name, we're always making sure that we're thinking ahead about people's career trajectories and building talent behind. And I think that what happens to a lot of businesses is that you're so focused on the now and building the business today that it's hard to picture a future where you're not the one in charge and you're not the one doing that. And so what our family and what our firm has learned over the years is that it's better to start those conversations and those planning steps early.
Nice.
So that all the parties are pretty familiar with how it will go.
Yeah. Well, that's important both business and personally, you know. So, okay, listeners, stay tuned for that one. John, I'd like to focus on you a little bit and talk about an area that actually we talked about before the show started, and that's the pre-planning that goes into land development, because we're so used to seeing your end result that we really don't necessarily understand what all goes into it.
Yeah, like Stuart mentioned, we do have in mind that final result. We want to have a very attractive-looking project when we get done, but that starts way ahead of time. We have a lot of developers come to us. A project is too big or too important to them, and they need it to be perfect, and that's why they come to us. We've had attorneys recommend to their client that their plan submission package has to be absolutely perfect. You need to get Pidcock involved in this from the start. There was a certain situation where we were representing a private developer in a contentious project, and everything that we did was very impressive, and the township ended up deciding that we need them as our municipal engineer.
Well, you sold yourself, huh?
Absolutely. But some of the best recommendations and the best feedback that's most meaningful is when we get compliments from the municipal engineer. Sometimes the municipal engineer is able to share feedback with us that's complimentary, that our plans stand out from the rest of the pack. It reduces their time reviewing our plan in number of hours, but it reduces the time to get to the approval through the approval process for the developer, so they get their permits and get the construction sooner. And that's really meaningful, because the other municipal engineers, they do the same work that we do. They get to see all the other engineers in the Lehigh Valley, and to tell us that our work stands out is very meaningful. So I usually like to share that with the team, but then try to stay quiet and humble about it. But I'm glad for this opportunity to be on the show today and brag.
Well, that's good. We have to let it out there.
But that process takes, usually it can be months to years before a project, even once they come to us, before it would even go public. There's a lot of planning that goes into that. Land surveying, getting topographic surveys of the property. We have a team of other consultants and professionals that we work with identifying environmental concerns, whether it's waters, wetlands, sensitive habitat areas. And we have geotechnical engineers that we work with to identify subsurface conditions. Then we have to go through all the rules and regulations of each agency, get our concept plans together, get something that actually creates value for the client, for the developer, and that also works within the framework of the existing rules. Sometimes changing the rules if we need to, we'll have to work with the township to amend zoning ordinances. And that all takes a tremendous amount of time before the project even goes public.
Yeah, before the residents or the community has a chance to see what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Can you share with us, and I'll start with you first, John, and then we'll go to Stuart, but some of the projects that you've done that people would recognize around the Lehigh Valley?
We've got a ton of things around the Lehigh Valley. We usually say that you don't really recognize the civil engineering projects unless it doesn't work. So a lot of our projects, just quietly building the Lehigh Valley for 100 years is a good thing. But the Coca-Cola Park is one that we're very proud of, a big high-profile project.
Yes.
We've got a lot of roadways throughout the Lehigh Valley that we have built for our municipal clients. We've got a ton of manufacturing and industrial developments that we've done to bring large companies into the valley. We're very proud of our work with a lot of the local hospital campuses, one of which we were involved from the initial site selection and has developed into one of the major healthcare campuses in the Lehigh Valley. So a lot of our projects end up being long-term, over decades, partnerships with an owner, whether it's hospital campuses, educational institutions, municipal campuses. A lot of those end up being long-term relationships that we look forward to continuing.
Okay. And Stuart, anything that you can add to that that maybe, you know, we can just say, okay, get Pitcock did that one.
Yeah. Sure. One of the unique ones is we did the Rodale Cycling Park and Velodrome.
Oh, that was I remember when Bob Rodale was out there sitting, trying to get a feel for the land.
Yes, and it was innovative. It was, of course, in line with what Rodale's vision was for doing something creative and healthy for the community. And, you know, that's an interesting one. And we've done a couple of parks that are similar, but you know, some of the work that we do is at the master planning level. So a lot of the larger pieces of land, parcels of land that end up being developed in pieces, we've done a lot of the preliminary planning for on a larger scale. So it's a little harder to see, you know, what that one project is because it's part of a larger network of planning that we've been doing. But you know, as John mentioned, I mean, Coca-Cola Park, we did a lot of work at Lehigh Valley Airport back in the day. We've done a lot of the hospital campuses and the Shrin Community Center when we were the municipal engineer at Palmer. You know, we designed that building and we also did all the campus work there and
that's
planning
beautiful.
For it.
Yeah.
So it's projects like that that it's not just about business. It's about community. And I think that the spaces that people inhabit in their everyday lives is, you know, hopefully we touch that in a good way.
Okay. Well, if any of our listeners would like to learn more about the Pitcock Company, what is your website or what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, certainly. You can find us at www.pitcockcompany.com. We're actually in the middle of redoing our website, so stay tuned.
That's part of the anniversary year, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We're refreshing everything, and that's an exciting part of celebrating the anniversary. But you can also find us at LinkedIn, and if you're driving by the Lehigh Parkway by Bogart's Bridge, we're up on the hill there,
okay.
So at Oxford Drive. So.
Okay. All right. Well, we're about ready to wrap this up, so I'm going to ask you if there's any last comment that you'd like to leave with our listeners as we close this show. So, John, let's start with you. Is there anything about the company, about the milestone anniversary that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Just that I've been doing this for 20 years, and no project is ever as straightforward as it seems when we first get started. They each have their own unique challenges. There's always a big team, both internally at Pitcock and externally with the reviewing agencies and the other professionals that we work with. But building the professional relationships and the trust with our clients, the other design consultants, regulatory agencies, and especially even the neighbors near a project, that's critical to our success.
Yep. And Stuart, would you like to add anything to that?
You know, I'm excited for the next 100 years. And I think that we've gotten to where we are today because of the wonderful community that we're part of. And really, it's the relationships that we've built and maintained, and we couldn't have done it alone. You know, we don't exist in a vacuum. So it's all the people that have put their faith in us and worked with us long nights and weekends to build a better future for each other. we're really proud of that.
Yes, well, and you should be. And listeners, please take a moment and go to the website, look up this firm. This is a wonderful business here in the Lehigh Valley. It's done a lot to help our valley grow. So I would like to thank you both. Stuart Pickock, principal and fourth generation, thank you. And I hope you're around for the next 100 years to make it work.
Yeah, we'll see. Thank you.
And John McRoberts, manager, land planning and development, thank you so much for sharing your role as not a, as sort of a core family member and how important it's been.
Thank you.
And listeners, I want to thank you for making time for this conversation. You can also find past episodes and other community programming at WDIY.org and on major podcast platforms. I am Sally Hanlon, and this is WDIY 88.1 FM. Tune in next Thursday for more conversations about the Lehigh Valley, and we'll see you next time on Business Beat.